Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
We have a new historical event here. We've never seen this before in American history, I believe. If you can find another example of this, please text it to me on the text line. I may be forgetting something, okay, Lee, in American history, 800-905-0989. But I do not believe the left has ever achieved censorship through gunfire before. Essentially, their point of view right now, and they are winning, air Jimmy Kimmel or we will kill you. That is where they are. That is what has just happened here, as documented by the New York Post. So it's Friday. Sinclair Broadcasting Group was planning to air the Charlie Kirk tribute. This is just to kind of recap what's happened here. I know some of you will know some of this. Sinclair Broadcast Group was going to air a tribute to Charlie Kirk in the spot that Jimmy Kimmel occupied. Then a liberal lunatic opens fire on an ABC affiliate in Sacramento, firing into the lobby of ABC 10 in Sacramento. Annabelle Hernandez Santana was arrested for that, but this is a liberal jurisdiction, and he is now, of course, oppressed class in Marxist doctrine. That's how it works. A liberal in good standing in whose car was the plan for his next assassinations, including Cash Patel and Donald Trump. So he's a liberal in good standing. Opens fire into the affiliate. Within hours, Sinclair Broadcasting Group makes the decision, thanks to that and all of the death threats it has received from the left, to censor the Charlie Kirk tribute and only put it on YouTube. So we have actual left-wing censorship of the Charlie Kirk tribute through gunfire and death threats. And the fact that they have succeeded, Sinclair has made a massive error here. If they had simply just run the tribute instead of Family Feud, it would have communicated to the violent left, Lee, that no, we do not cancel programming through gunfire. They need to be taught like toddlers. But Sinclair didn't do that. And what they've learned is you can, in a liberal jurisdiction, open fire into, think about this, into a newsroom. I'm a former news reporter. I've never seen anything like this. Open fire into a newsroom? Multiple shots? And Sinclair goes, okay, it's too dangerous, we won't air it. Total win for the left. Massive error by Sinclair. You just rung the dinner bell, my friends. There's 10,000 of them out there right now, the John Brown Gun Club, training for events just like this. And what they have learned is, if we don't want to see Charlie Kirk's face on the TV, we drive by, open fire. Now, you can only do this in a liberal jurisdiction. Don't try it in Greenville. It ain't going to go well for you. You're going to spend a long time in jail, and then you go into prison. However, if you do it in a post-American, post-constitutional blue area, you'll be out in 24 hours. On bond. After threatening to kill the president and the FBI director, which ain't no big thing. Everybody knows we don't like them anyway. That's where we are in America this morning, Lee. Mm-hmm. I just woke up to total insanity. I mean, I just woke up to like, whoa. Just whoa. Now, the sane people picked up this lunatic after he was bonded out in the post-American, post-constitutional blue territory of California, which I no longer recognize as part of America. I mean, after this, threaten to kill the president, shoot up an ABC newsroom because you don't want to see Charlie Kirk's face on the TV, and you get what you want. That ain't America. I don't know where that is. That ain't America.
Formerly known as the state of California.
Well, yeah. So the FBI had to go pick him up. Think about this for a minute. If Her Highness and the Democrats were in charge, he'd be walking around. FBI wouldn't go pick him up. He'd be walking around after having a death list for Trump and his officials in his car, because that ain't no biggie. That is where we are this morning. That is where we are. And again, massive error by Sinclair. You just rung the dinner bell, my friends. I'd go ahead and replace the glass outside your newsrooms across the country with bulletproof, because they just learned that they can intimidate you. Meanwhile, they're all on TV claiming they were the victims of censorship or something. Which is not a thing, as Scott Jennings pointed out. You know, we've been told this story. Well, the FCC commissioner, who personally doesn't have the ability to take anybody's station license, right, made the massive error, because Brendan Carr needs to shut his mouth. I don't know what the purpose of him talking is at this point. Going on a podcast and saying that ABC News should lose its license. I don't know what the point of that was, because you're going to lose, but whatever. And that somehow him saying that somehow, some way led to Jimmy Kimmel being canceled somehow or something. And it's somehow censorship or something. And Scott Jennings writes, so basically his is from CNN. Basically, his employer suspended him, talking about Kimmel, for being an insensitive prick. And we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Got it. Why? Because Kimmel's back. Kimmel's back. Scott Jennings says, so basically his employer suspended him for being an insensitive prick, and we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Got it. So what is canceled at this point? Only one thing canceled. The Charlie Kirk tribute. Due to gunfire. And death threats. Not my opinion. The New York Post asked Sinclair about it. Here's what they reported. In the days that followed the shooting on Friday into the newsroom, the ABC 10 newsroom, Sacramento, Sinclair executives grew increasingly concerned that airing the Kirk tribute special would potentially inspire copycat crimes similar to the shooting in Sacramento, according to the source. So 9 minutes before it was due to air, they scrapped the Charlie Kirk tribute, putting it on YouTube as well. I'm sorry, what happens when the angry liberal decides you're not allowed Sinclair Broadcasting to put it on YouTube? Then what? You just take it off YouTube? I'm just curious how that this works. They just shoot into the building and you take it off YouTube. Is that the formal procedure that we are under now? Our side is like, this is like just, I mean, Lee, this is going to cause so much violence, what Sinclair just did right here. It needs to be condemned. Meanwhile, Sinclair's new solution is that they're refusing to air Jimmy Kimmel, who is coming back So I got to ask a question. Would that be pending the next lunatic liberal who shoots up one of your newsrooms and then you'll just put Jimmy Kimmel back? Is that how that goes? That's how I'd read it if I was Antifa or John Brown Gun Club or the Socialist Rifleist Association. Does Sinclair know they're out there? I mean, there's 10,000 member strong group linked to four major crimes, including the firebombing of a Tesla dealership. And they say they're planning war against the fascists. Pretty specific to me. That's half the country.
Which
so,
sounds like a terroristic threat, doesn't it?
It does. And they're out there and they get real mad when you don't air Kimmel. So, I mean, I don't know what is we're going to just wait for the next liberal to weigh in on this executive decision with gunfire. And then what? We'll put Kimmel back on in response because it seems like Sinclair does whatever the liberal with the gun wants. Texter writes, it's time to boycott ABC. Another texter writes, Morning Terry, you said to teach them like kids. Who's teaching who? Kimmel is back and they don't get held accountable. Yeah, the only, so in the end here, look at the irony of this. The only thing that got canceled was the Charlie Kirk tribute. Through gunfire, we've never seen that, Lee. Can you think of anything else comparable? I mean, maybe there's something in U.S. history.
Nothing comes to mind.
No, me either. And I racked my brain on this. Has the left ever achieved censorship through gunfire until now? Because I think this is a first in America. I think this is a first in America. And it ain't going to end. Oh, this is just getting started.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So over the weekend, Donald Trump blasting Attorney General Pam Bondi. No arrests, no trials scheduled. And it really is amazing. No arrest for the Russia collusion hoax. None for the 2020 election, the election fraud, even though we've been told by DOJ that hundreds of thousands to millions of illegal immigrants were not only illegally given benefits, but they were registered to vote. No arrests for the funding and the creation of COVID through USAID, the Pentagon, Anthony Fauci. No arrests for the DOJ findings. Never mind the billions in fraud that we found. And remember, we stopped the payments, including payments that were being paid out on programs that aren't even in the budget anymore, but the payments were still going out. No, arrests, prosecutions on that, and on and on and on and on and on. So Donald Trump, very frustrated with Pam Bondi. He walked it back later on in the weekend, saying she was doing a good job. And to her credit, I will say this. She is personally rewriting the presidency. She's doing a great job backing him. He's just winning again and again and again and again at the Supreme Court. He is getting whole new powers that we've always had but never been able to use to protect the homeland, deport dangerous illegal immigrants, send them to third countries if necessary. I mean, it's been amazing, the expansion of presidential power for good that we've got under Pam Bondi. She's winning and winning and winning and winning. And Trump's other nominees who hated him and hated us never did any of that, which is why he was almost powerless in his last presidency, right? So she's doing a lot of great things. And when he calls her out, I'm really hesitant to get rid of her because we have to continue to win these Supreme Court battles that we are fighting. The left sues us on everything. She is winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And I'm afraid, Lee, that if we go with somebody else, it's going to be Bill Barr all over again, and he'll go back to covering up Hunter Biden's crimes and Joe Biden's crimes as Bill Barr did. Bill Barr needs could really use an indictment or two after what we found out that he did. So I'm very hesitant to remove Bondi, but he's right. We're not moving on this stuff. We've got an FBI, former FBI director out there saying 86 Trump, encouraging him to be killed. We have a liberal gunman showed up on Friday, shot up an ABC newsroom, and in his car is a kill list that includes Trump. Where do you get that idea? Well, you get it from the former head of the FBI. He's still out there. He's dangerous. And nothing is happening. Well, people are blaming Bondi, right? Maybe she's a fault. I don't know. But I want to play you something remarkable that could also explain this, Lee, and I'm going to get you to react to this. Okay?
Okay.
This is, we finally got this on tape, okay? Somebody just point blank saying it. This is Senator Ron Johnson, Republican in the Senate, and he's flat out, he's talking about Arctic Frost, where we've now learned that the FBI didn't just intend to send Trump to prison for the rest of his life. They had launched investigations into the leaders in the 92 organizations that make up the conservative Republican movement. This was without predicate. In other words, no evidence of a crime. That doesn't get in their way anymore at the FBI. Under Joe Biden, they just launched investigations surveilling 30 devices. I bet you Charlie Kirk's was one of them. Guarantee it. A guy registered 400,000 people to vote and then chased their ballots in the last election across five swing states. That's the election right there. He put Donald Trump in office. He was not going to escape a jail cell in the second term. He wasn't. So we know what they were doing, right? But listen to this. Ron Johnson admits Kash Patel didn't get these documents detailing Arctic Frost and this illegal investigation surveillance into the entire network of GOP organizations. Kash Patel didn't get it, and he couldn't get it. The only reason we know is because of whistleblowers. What does that mean, Lee? Kash Patel is not in control of the FBI. Not fully, not even close. He can issue orders, and some people do go out there and they help ICE. You know, they do a lot of the things that we're seeing. Does he have control of this agency? If you can't get basic documents about a major investigation to 92 Republican organizations for the purpose of lawfare, if you can't get that delivered to your desk, you're not in charge of the FBI. And that's a problem.
We got this information from a whistleblower, and I'm not holding Kash Patel accountable because he doesn't even know where all these documents are hidden. So we need people who know within these agencies they have integrity to come forward and bring this to the public's attention. But no, this is an indication that the lawfare wasn't just targeting Donald Trump. It was targeting basically half Americans of America, you know, who Joe Biden said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're basically a suspected domestic terrorist. So
Kash Patel, think about that, Lee. Kash Patel couldn't get these documents. Senate had to get them from a whistleblower.
I'm not surprised in the least and at all. And what I had said previous to the Trump administration taking over in this term, he has got to purge our federal bureaucracy deep within to the bureaucracy. And I'm afraid we've only scratched the surface. And this is another indication of that. I think some of the behavior of Pam Bondi is part of that she's not able to get things done that she and Trump would like to do.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kash Patel. I think the same thing with the Department of War. Many other – I think all the federal agencies, they're just so occupied by liberal progressives that have been appointed and put in these positions over decades that it's just organizationally impossible to rid them on a basis unless you are really willing to risk a lot of political capital.
And
quite honestly, risk the midterm elections.
Yeah.
Because even though I think it would be appropriate and I think it would be something that could save the republic, it would be so repulsive to many people who don't follow the machinations of our government operation, the Leviathan that is the federal government, as closely as we do. They would look at it as an overreach, Trump just being a narcissist, being a dictator, being a fascist, trying to be all the things that they have been tarring and feathering him with over the course of the years. And I just don't think there's the political capital there to be able to do, to accomplish this. And it's sad. It breaks my heart. Honestly, this is one of the things that has really got me concerned in this second Trump presidency. As much as I welcomed it and you know, knew at the outset there were going to be problems and bumps in the road and other things, but this is something that's not going to be able to be accomplished, I don't believe, in at least in the next couple of years.
I think Trump realizes how frustrated the base is. Mm-hmm. And we are. We're very frustrated. Like, where are the prosecutions? Right. However, if you've watched federal courts function, as I have, as I was a reporter, and state courts, they function the same way. Yeah. The law enforcement agency, i.e. in this case, the FBI, brings the charges to the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Pam Bondi doesn't go out there, do an investigation, decide to charge.
Right.
That's on Kash Patel. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to me that Trump didn't target Kash Patel. And I think that's a little too close to the truth, quite frankly, when we've got Ron Johnson saying Kash Patel can't even get basic information on a major 92 organization investigation that was illegal, by the way, into the Republican Party, including Charlie Kirk. Again, 30 devices surveilled, guaranteed one of those was Kirk's. We're going to get all this from these whistleblowers. We'll find out what they did. But if an FBI director can't even get that, he's not in charge. He has moved into the building. Yes, there are some people following his commands to some extent, but we have not conquered this agency. And you're right, Lee, Trump could, but it might cost him the midterms.
Yeah.
So blaming Bondi and then walking it back is Trump's way of trying to soothe the beast. And the beast is
us.
And we don't understand why. And that's the purpose of this segment, just to explain why. Yeah. Here's the rest of what Senator Ron Johnson said, Lee, and I want to get you to react to it on the other side.
The lawfare wasn't just targeting Donald Trump. It was targeting basically half Americans of America, you know, who Joe Biden said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're basically a suspected domestic terrorist. So this was, they cast a wide net. What we don't know is what did the FBI do with this list? I mean, exactly how did they go about targeting some of these groups, which, by the way, not only included Turning Point USA, but the Republican Attorneys General Association was on this list as well. So, no, there's a lot more to be revealed. Good news is this administration, the people that President Trump has nominated and got confirmed for these positions, they want radical transparency. But again, the deep state is pervasive. They don't give up their secrets easily, even when you have a Republican president and his appointees in charge.
There we have it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's an admission. We're not in charge of the FBI.
Well, and there is a concerted effort, and this is worldwide, to stifle conservative principles wherever they are. If you look around the world, they're winning in Europe. They're winning. They're beating conservative ideals.
Yeah, they are.
They are winning. And they are enacting things and suppressing speech and censoring ideas that are on the conservative side of a worldview. We are simply slowing it down in this country. We haven't won. Just because Donald Trump won, just because Republicans are barely, well, supposedly Republicans are barely in charge of the House and the Senate, we haven't won. We're slowing it down. But there is a concerted effort internationally to stifle conservative principles and politics and anything that is traditional.
And, you know, really sad that, think about this for a minute. Sitting senator, he's talking about Arctic Frost there again, the investigation into the 92 agencies. You're investigating Republican attorneys general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like AGs of states, like Alan Wilson.
Elected officials.
Yes.
Oh, you know, that's not a threat to democracy.
Massive. You're investigating the RNC, and a sitting senator cannot get basic information about the FBI's investigation from the sitting FBI director because he's not powerful enough to extract it from his own agency. So we have to sit around and wait for whistleblowers to bring it to us.
Those are some real patriots there.
They are huge.
Are the real patriots.
Yes, absolutely. And we need more of them to come forward. But this is the conundrum. And Donald Trump can't say it all without looking weak. He can't say we have not operationally taken control of the FBI. He can't say it. He'll look weak. So he goes after Bondi instead. But Bondi can't do anything till Kash Patel brings her the goods, brings her the evidence. That's how it works. I'm not defending her. This is the reality on the ground. It is what is.
With
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.